Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, folks? What's good? It's Phoenix Star 9. We got special guest today, Young Rock, and Mr. Good goes hard. Like, I'm very excited about this interview. He's a hard-working young man, and I hope you guys get something from this interview as well. So, guys, if you're on the line, please press 1 so I can bring you on and we can get started with the interview. But to give you all a little bit of background, Rising indie music label, Beat Murder Music Group, which was formed in 2011, they're going to be dropping their first official project May the 10th of this year. So I think we got them on the line, so let me go ahead and bring them on right now, you know, not to shut up and let y'all just hear what they got to say. Who we got here?
This is Mr. Good. It's been so long. I've been trying to catch up with you for a long time.
What's
y'all
good?
Right here, bye.
All right. I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm just so excited. It's the first interview since we came out of prison. You know, I got released right after the Thanksgiving. And, you know, through God's grace, I was able to get things together and go ahead and put these couple of mixtapes out.
Okay. Now, I think we got somebody else on, too, area code 678. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, true. That's a solo game teammate checking in, man.
What's good?
Man, we got a single on the mixtape by so-called Twerk Molly, so I'm just checking in for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
From the solo game. That's an all-female group.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all actually doing it. Okay. I got respect for that. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get into it with you guys, and I'll bring you back on, so please just hold on to the line. Thank you.
Y'all still all over here.
Word. Okay. So, guys, tell me, what made you guys want to come out with this project and to just get it started? Like, what inspired that?
Yeah, I know Young Rock for a long time now, so, you know, we was able to link up while we were in prison together. And
yeah.
Then we kept saying that, we were going to put on for Carolina, but as I started putting artists together for Carolina, a lot of people that I knew from back in the day got in contact with me also. So, you know, we just went ahead and did the whole collaboration, the No Guts, No Glory, you know, the No Guts for Gangsters Understand the Streets. And the glory, of course, was getting lots of Richard Young. So, like I said, I was able to get in contact with a lot of people and cast in a lot of favors. We've got a lot of people to put on for this album.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, wait for me to do it. It's so
dry. Where, and y'all are both from North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I'm from Fayetteville. Young Rocky from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Y'all got to get out, yo. I'm in South Carolina. That's dope. Y'all putting on. South Carolina,
yeah,
that's super dope, yo. Okay.
Yeah.
I got a couple of artists from all over. I got a Nick Swisher, Ezra Christie's from D.C. He got the whole Moneybag Gang. Got Nicholas Dent. He goes by Nick Swisher. The little homie, he's from Atlanta, Young Damien. I got Little Pooh, he's from Texas. Al Cole, I got a Solo Gang who you just spoke to a second ago. Lula Wells, my little homie from Philly. He's checking in. He'll probably call and check in here in a couple minutes too. And, who else we got? We got Louis Too Loud. We got Chris Bird, White Tyson. He's also from Jacksonville area.
Yeah.
We got a Cocky Street. He's from Carolina also. He's from Rockingham, Carolina. So, I mean, like I said, we're putting on for the map. It's not just Carolina. We got our boundaries broadened. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. How difficult was it for y'all to, like, pull that whole collaboration together with, like, so many different artists in other areas?
Oh, man, working. It wasn't too difficult, though, but it is kind of difficult, like, to find a lot of people you really want to work with, because a lot of people say that they're going to do something with the music thing, and then they wind up, you know, they slip a little bit, you lose contact with people, but those that are serious about it, you know, those are the ones we really want to work with. I don't mind working with nobody as long as they're serious about music, because, you know, I am with my craft.
That's the whole thing, as long as they're serious.
Yeah, you know, because we can make something happen, but there's a couple artists I'm working with now. from different little cities and stuff. They were saying North Carolina too. There's also a dude named Push Almighty, Push for the Mayor, like on Facebook or anything. He's one of the hottest ones out of Wilmington right now. So I'm trying to get him on the squad, but he got his little thing going on. But I'm just trying to host a little bit of his stuff. I'm getting ready to drop some new stuff on the web though, real soon. He's looking at a little deal right now going on. So hopefully my next project, drop real soon or whatever.
Okay. Well, my next question goes to Young Rock. Who were your influences, like, growing up as far as music goes?
Man, honestly, my influences was, like, because all my people, before I moved to North Carolina, I stayed in, I was born in Dothan, but I stayed in Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, right before I got out here. Mm-hmm. And, my peoples and everybody, they always listen to Hot Boys and Cash Money and all them. So them was my influences because they used to rock, they stuff on the radio all the time out there. And then my mom and them, they had all the CDs. So that's them. And then, Big, a lot of the Big. And really, Eminem, too. And then once I started hearing about, T.I., I started, really messing with his music a lot. But, a lot of them artists like that, those are my influences, the ones that's been out for a long time, the ones that's still doing it to this day, those pretty much the ones I look up to. Well, when I did, that's what kind of made me want to do my thing, seeing them do theirs and coming up,
mm-hmm.
But
they came a long way.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They did, man.
Cool. All right. Well, Mr. Good, man, okay. I've been rocking with you for a long time, probably since the beginning of Twitter time. So I didn't know that you was locked up and you was gone, man, but, you very resilient with what you do. So what made you want to get into the music game and just start hosting and just building up your empire? What made you want to get into that?
Well, I mean, I always had a pinch of entrepreneurship. And after I got done doing the first little career choice I had, what I'm talking about, I went ahead and decided to turn those fans into fans of music as well. And like I said, I always wanted to get into music, but, I never had the talent to rapping or nothing like that. So, I was there just surrounding myself around good musicians and people who I just thought that would do something really big. So those people, it's kind of hard for them to get in contact with people that was a higher caliber to be able to host the mixtapes and go ahead and put things together. So, I got me a whole bunch of producers together. We went ahead and started mastering things, started putting names on it. And since my name was already buzzing in the street a little bit, I just stapled it right on top. And here we are now.
Word, yeah, because I was like, man, what happened to him? And then now it's like you just coming back in full force, in full step. I'm like, okay. I got my eyes open. You got it going on, man. So, Rock, tell me something that people would be surprised to know about you.
Oh, shoot. Let's see. Surprised to know about me. I don't know. It's so much stuff. What about me would surprise most people when they first meet me. They don't know that I got tattoos and stuff on my face. They kind of throws me off a little bit, people that ain't seen me in a while, and then when they first see me again, now they oh, snap, see all tattoos. a lot of people be surprised that I actually don't got family in North Carolina at all. It's just really people that I grew up with. My brother's my only family, real family out here. So a lot of people think that since I've been out here for so long that all my family's out here. Not really, though, because all my family, they're in, South Carolina, they're in Florida, and, Georgia, Alabama, and all that. So pretty much just me out here is myself trying to, just come up on the North Carolina thing.
Okay.
I feel like I got what it takes to, take it to another level.
Now, was it difficult for you, not having people, that I guess you were related to or having family where you are right now? Was it difficult for you, just trying to move around like that?
Yeah, definitely. Because another thing, back to that question you just asked me prior to this one about people being surprised, a lot of people probably be surprised that, I grew up in the system as far as, like, being a foster child or whatever. So I didn't have my parents around. I was being bounced around from home to home and all that. And just, you know, I just pretty much just had me and just, like, whoever I was tight with in the street. And pretty much, like, you know, as I started getting older, that's really why I started wanting to get into my music thing more. Because I feel like that's, after I started getting in trouble a lot as far as, like, in the streets and all that, I feel like that's what I was best at, you know. And that's what I wanted to stick to. So me and Good, we formed this idea together. We got this master plan to take it over. So, you know, it's looking pretty good right now, man. We got a lot of people that's really trying to get down with the movement. So I know it's got to be something that people is really recognizing right now. You know.
That's dope. But wow, okay. Yeah. That's surprising, though. So I'm glad you shared that information. I know, you know, well, I don't know from experience about, you know, growing up in the system, but, you know, a lot of people don't survive that, so it's great to see that you out here, you know, trying to do something positive, and just putting this music out. That's super dope. So I got a track from you, actually, Bang Bang. So before, tell me about that track. And then, you know, I'll have you introduce it so we can play it. But tell me about the story behind Bang Bang.
Well, pretty much, man, like, most of everything that I'm saying there, it's kind of like, you know, it's a lot of wordplay. You know, I got kind of funny on the track a couple of times. Well, you know, how I put certain lines, you know, I kind of like, you know, make people be like, oh, snap, he just said that. But I mean, most of everything that I'm really talking about as far as, like, the street stuff is, you know, pretty much true for the most part, you know what I mean? Just, like, I talked about a little bit of, like, when I was 16, I had went and got me through one of my good friends or whatever. He had wound up getting me a nice little car or whatever, a little Jaguar. I crashed it, but I said that in there. But, yeah, I mean, I had to shout my CEO out in there. I shouted him out of the track or whatever. When I wrote it, I actually had wrote it, but when I had recorded the song, I forgot some of the stuff that I was supposed to say, like, because I had lost the verse. So then as I was rapping it, the stuff that I remembered, I recorded that, and then the rest of it, I just freestyled it on the track, and I dropped it, and then we just put it out.
Hey, Tammy, and, he being so modest right now, man. Well, me and J-Rock were talking there, waiting on this federal signer with both faces. He had a big stack of a notebook with probably like 100 rhymes in that joint. And I used to come to his cell every single day, and he used to beat on the locker with just his knuckles for the beat. And he used to rap this shit to me all day, man. This dude is a lyrical animal, man. This dude is a beast, man. Go ahead and play that, Tammy. Go ahead and play that, man. Let's see what we hear.
All right, here we go. Go ahead and drop that title for me. Go ahead and introduce it. I'm going to let y'all introduce that track.
It's that Bang Bang, you know, by Young Rock. It's gonna be on the No Guts, No Glory mixtape, double mixtape dropping on the May 10th. Y'all holler at me.
Word. All right, y'all, hold on. I'm gonna go ahead and play that joint.
Dope game, so vicious. Gotta get another pigeon. Work the bag, dump waiting on me. Grease told me, come get it. And I know I'm taking my chances. So hope fans ain't listening. But this here is a prepaid. And I throw it away just to be safe.
Up in the kitchen with on truck. Drop TM shit one more time, please, my nigga.
I'm fucking ready. Beat murder. Don't get at me, man. I'm killing that dude that fucking shit on. Step up. Jacksonville. Now I want no race to fuck up. Don't kill out of this go.
Dope game, so vicious, huh? Gotta get another pigeon, huh? Work the bag, dump waiting on me. Grease told me, come get it. And I know I'm taking my chances. Yeah. So hope fans ain't listening.
You know,
but this here was a prepaid, and I throw it away just to be safe.
Uh-huh.
Up in the kitchen with a pot and pan, just been looking for his niche, cause I'm not that man.
Word.
Only shit team when I cop that jet. Call me Young Rock, Mr. Pop that tag. Got your gun, I'm a shopping bag. Just be cool, it's not that bad. Got a whole lot of money flowing around in the streets, man. No one wanna talk, but you got my bread.
Real.
Run up on me, get killed. Bodies get dropped all the time.
Uh-huh.
Feel, I'm allergic to broke. And give me goosebumps like RM fine. Now they real niggas so hard to find. They say I'm all that like Amanda Bynes. I'm a stand-up guy, I cannot lie. I had no much, had my time. Never mind what they say. These rappers shit to remain. Get locked up and still be the same. Beat murder team is how I became. Young rockin' and DJ Good. Ask about me, I say it proudly. Doubt me, I catch your body. You still ain't got you a fuck about me.
All my niggas bang, bang. Yeah, my girls go bang, bang, bang. They do the same thing. Why they rain with the swing? Bang, 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 bang. We don't play no games. You go to anybody, man, say bang, bang.
I pay my tithes. 10% of my income. Always held my head high. Ain't never had down syndrome.
I'm eating
three stooges. Get down. Money growing like Matt's done. Leave the streets, they still feel the heat. What you call it? After
okay.
Burn. Drinks and weed, it don't matter to me.
Nah.
Up in the studio, master compete.
Nah.
No competition, cannot compete. Life is a bitch, that bitch up for me. She's a girl, new pass, she stay underneath.
Yeah.
All these niggas wanna get like me.
You a pepper, that can make your whole trip for free. Jump in the sky, put it under my wing. I'm fly.
And
in case you don't know, there ain't one place I cannot go. Baby color red like Rudolph nose, man. I don't really bang, but I bang that phone.
Bang, bang,
bang. Shells all down your throat. I'm on fire, smell that smoke. Can't put me out with a word of hoes. Work get low, so I order more. And I ain't done yet.
Nah.
Kill these niggas without a contract.
Woo.
So many guns, I need a gun rack.
Woo.
Whip that white, let it come back.
Woo.
Keep y'all posted like a thumbtack.
Woo.
Thumbtack and a fun fact. People can't take that heat, cause I'm still beat down they sun hat.
All my niggas bang, bang. Yeah, my girls go bang, bang, bang. They do the same thing. What they say with the swing game. Bang, 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 bang. We don't play no games. Come on, anybody that say bang.
Nigga, what up?
Artists, producers, DJs, poets, writers, musicians, and businesses. Are you looking for a one-stop shop for promotions? Then look no further. PhoenixStar9Online.com is your go-to source with everything from interviews, reviews, site features, Twitter and email blasts, and more. Don't miss out today. Go to PhoenixStar9Online.com. That's PHOE. NIXSTAR9Online.com or call 842-564-8675. Your source for promotion, PhoenixStAR9Online.com. This ad was sponsored by Lovely Inks and Links, handmade arts, crafts, jewelry, and poetry.
All right, all right, all right. We back, yo. You wasn't lying.
I told you that joint was going to be fire, Tim.
Yo, that was dope.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for y'all project to drop, man. Straight
yeah,
up.
Man, it's a lot of, I think it's a lot of good artists on that project that's dropping now. It's going to be, it's a heat, man. It's a heat up there. So when that shit drop, man, it's a heat.
I can't wait. I'm just waiting on it. So, man, all right. Now, what I want to know is, like, are y'all going to be having, like, an event, like a party or a release party, anything for it?
Nah, we don't have anything planned as of now. I'm like, we're going to drop it digitally online. I probably won't have any physical copies until a little bit after that. I'm still in the halfway house. I'm doing all this grind from the halfway house bunk. I mean, we put the project together. I done got in contact with all these people. I done downloaded all these music. I done got the cover design. I done got the CDs. I done got the T-shirts. I did all this from the halfway house on my cell phone. So
yeah.
After I get out of here in April, we're going to do a big function or something like that. Me and Rock going to link up and do it real big. But until then, we grinding off the cell phone.
Oh, my God, yo. That is crazy. Like, that's dope. You can tell somebody is really on their grind, like, and you putting, like, you really using all the hours that you got to use, like, to really get what you got to do, you know, done.
Oh,
a lot of people don't do that.
Got to.
Out there wasting time, and you doing all that from the halfway house. That's crazy.
I mean, if you really want something bad enough, you're going to do what you got to do to get it.
It's true. It's true. So, what I want to know is, you know, what you guys hope to do, or what is it that you see this project doing in the future? Like, what do you hope to do in the future? And what do you see, like, coming from this project that you guys have done already?
I mean, as of now, you know, I did all my homework on the industry and the labels and all this. I mean, we just want to stay independent. We want to get all the money in-house so we can take that money and put it right back into the next project. I mean, our main focus right now is to put Caroline on the map. Everybody that's included in the project, put them on the map. We just exposure. That's what it is right now.
Okay. So, Young Rock, what do you see for yourself you know, within like the next 5 years? Like, where do you hope to see your career?
Man, honestly, the next 5 years, I just, like, I feel like the whole Beat Murder music group, the label, I feel like we're going to have our own thing on some, like, you know, I feel like if I get signed, which I really don't want to be for real, I just rather keep it independent and try to get my money like that as far as with our own label and then just, like, just branch off with that, you know. 5 years, man, I just feel like we just going to have some type of cash money, young money movement going on, like on sort of like how they came up and did theirs with their label or whatever. I feel like anybody can do it. It's just that it takes the time and the effort. It takes the money. It takes, you know, the business mind. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. We got all that together.
Okay. All right. Well, my next question goes to Mr. Good. So what's the worst advice anybody ever gave you about, like, the industry before you got started? Like, what's some of the worst advice that you got?
The worst advice probably was do everything you can do to try to get signed to a big label as fast as possible. That's probably the worst possible advice ever. I mean, of course, they're going to put the money in. They're going to try to get you big as possible, but then they're going to take all that money back, and you get the crumbs, the chunk change. You know what I'm saying? There's artists out here that don't even have control of their own music. They had their hot single. Now they're at home in their mama garage somewhere, and the label's still eating off the single they put out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's got to be the worst possible advice. Keep it in home. Keep it independent. Do it yourself.
Okay, because it's true, and you've seen it. Everybody knows what behind the music, all that other stuff, where they're out there looking crazy. So, okay, that's the worst advice. Now, Rock, what I want to know is, like, what are some things or what are is, like, your favorite quote or what's a motto that you live by?
If it don't make money, it don't make sense. I really don't have too many, just like surround yourself with people. Like I surround myself with lions, you know, people that's on the same path as me, out to get the same thing. So I mean, really, who you mess with on a daily basis, your friends, everything, that has a lot to do with where you go yourself in life. Cause, I mean, if you don't got nobody that's with you to uplift you and what you're doing, then you ain't gonna never get nowhere. I mean, you can't do it on your own, but if you got people around you that's not doing nothing, that's not on the same page as you are, then eventually you're gonna fall too. I mean, especially if you're around a bunch of people that's broke all the time, and, like, I mean, it's like catching the cold. Broke people gonna be around broke people. People with money gonna surround themselves by people with money. So I just feel like, as long as I do that, and I'm gonna be just fine.
That's true, though. You know, you gotta surround yourself around the people that you either want to be like, you know what I mean, and have that kind of rub off on you. Because again, like you said, if you're around broke people, you're just gonna stay broke. Anybody, you know what I'm saying? So, I think those are some good words to live by. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. All right. Okay, I can dig that. So, Mr. Good, tell me, you know, tell me about, like, how does your family feel about you just, you know, getting into this? Like, did you see a lot of friends, like, not support, have they been really supportive of what you do, of what you're trying to do? Or, like, what's the reaction been, you know, from your family and your friends?
I mean, my immediate family, of course, they want me to do something that not stereotypical. You know, the whole thing is, oh, everybody want to be black, get out of prison, and tote guns, make rap music. You know what I'm saying? But as a friend, in fact, I'm trying to put on for Carolina. I mean, everybody's been so supportive about that fact.
Okay. Now, what about you, Rock? Same question.
What was the question again?
The question was, how does your family and your friend, like, how do your friends feel about, you know, you putting out the music? Like, do you have a lot of people that support you? Do you have a lot of people that kind of just fell back? Like, what's the reaction then?
I mean, I got a lot of people that support me. Like, as far as my family, I my brothers and sisters, they all support the movement. I mean, they can't wait till I, you know, drop something. They be the first ones to ask me ahead of time when it's going to come out. As far as my friends, though, like, honestly, my everyday friends I see out here or whatever that I chill around, really, those are not the ones that really support like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they be having too much going on. Like, yeah, when I drop a CD or something, yeah, you know what I mean? That's when they'll get that. But, like, as far as just the music being online, I feel like their support is not there because they do their own thing, or, you know, they just, unless it's already on their phone or something. But I feel like people that actually support me, a lot of times be people that I don't know, like from other cities and states. Like, my music get on SoundCloud, all my hits, they come from people that I don't even know half time. So, I mean, you know, but I get love, though. When I come out here, I do a show or something, people, they come out to support and everything. So, I mean, they be there, though, if I have an event. So, I mean, it's all love, though.
Okay. Now, I got another track here, too. And this is, I think this is just off of the tape itself from Cocky Streets. I think it's, is it just Two Monies or...
Yeah, Cocky Streets. Yeah, that's the name of the song. It's Two Money. He's from Rockingham. He's also holding down Carolina.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
go ahead and play that. That's another hot one off the No Guts, No Glory soundtrack.
Okay. Oh, and I know we got some callers. So, guys, if you're online and you actually want to talk or ask a question or comment, press 1 and I can bring you on. But I'm going to go ahead and play this track from Cocky Streets, Two Monies. I'm going to go ahead and pop that open right now.
Cocky Streets. Never put your eggs in one basket. You always gotta have more than one hustle. I do. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. Money, it's all about that money. Everything that I do, it be all about that money. My right pinky say money. My left pinky say yes. My pockets fat like my grip. In other words, I'm blessed. S on my chest. Bitch, I feel like Superman. Time to save the city. That's why I'm in that booth again. Dead man don't move. If he move, he'll shoot again. Come with that knife. 9 out of 10, that tool to win. I got a revolver. Bitch, nigga, my tool is spin. Lost one, I swear on everything, I never lose again. Two money, two kids. I would say two's on the Chevy, but that's decreasing it by 2 inches. That's foes, nigga. I got hoes, nigga. And I'm Gucci, just like my code, nigga. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. Money, it's all about that money, everything. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. Money, it's all about that money. A check. It's made to cash. Am I an outcast for acting for cash? Everybody be playing street. Not one show that I did for free. You need favors while I'm on top, but what the fuck have you done for me? When I was lost in the streets, it was just baby mama. So all these chicks offering pussy, I'm good with baby mama. All my niggas have made me stronger. But I'm good, though, I'm hood, ho. Bullet straight, drop your ass like good, though. They say that I rap about the same thing. That just mean I don't lie about a damn thing. My story never changed. I'm G4 like a jet. All this green and white. My real look like the Jets. Hold up. Please let me re-up. 2 drugs, 2 money. Fiend on a visa, that's 200. For my niggas, that's 150. Strip club with them ones with me. Warning killers in this bitch. They must be talking about them ones with me. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. Money, it's all about that money, everything. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. I got more than one hustle, I'm getting two monies. Money, it's all about that money.
Word. And that was Cocky Streets with Two Monies. So, that was a dope track. I'm going to go ahead and bring dudes back on, Young Rock and Mr. Good. Are y'all there? Mr. Good goes hard. Y'all there?
Oh, yeah, you know I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We do got a caller, guys. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. All right, last 46590. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello,
looks
caller.
Like
they got silent.
Did we lose one?
Nah, they on. But it's cool. Cool. Y'all got to be brave, man. Y'all press that one. I'm bring you on. Just want you to know.
I didn't get shot.
Who's that? Ain't nothing but this little radio.
That's it. That's it. So, man, so, you know, with the project dropping, what else can we expect from y'all? Like, y'all have, or are you getting ready to try to set up, like, a tour? What's coming after the project drops?
Well, of course, we're going to do a promotional tour. I don't know, like I said, if it's going to be mainly online or not, but we are going to try to set up some live shows in everybody's city, especially people that participated in the album. Of course, we're going to put the apparel out. You know, I got the T-shirts, the hoodies. Well, it's a little warm now, so I'll probably put the tank tops, the wife beaters, the hats, all that. We also got another project coming up pretty soon, too. It's called The Thirst, the Replenishment. That's another mixtape that I'm going to go ahead and drop. That'll probably be June or July. I'm just putting artists together for that right now as we speak.
Okay. All right. So outside of the, I guess, the artists that you name, Rock, you know, as people that you figure as or told us that were, you know, your influences and whatnot, what do you currently, like, listen to right now? What, you know, what do you have bumping?
And honestly, like, I don't even listen to, like, the radio or a lot of, like, mixtape music. Or I mean, the only time I really listen to somebody else other than, like, people that I know personally is, like, when I go to the club. I mean, like, because I support indie music because I'm still an independent artist. So I feel like, you know, even though I like a lot of the rappers or whatever, but I feel like, you know, independent artists don't get enough shine like they're supposed to. So I feel like if I know somebody that's doing music and their stuff is hot and I know them on a regular basis, I'm going to bump their stuff. And every time I get in my car, I plug my phone into the aux cord and I start playing everybody's music that I know, you know what I'm saying? That's with the team. I download all their tracks. I support them, you know, and a lot of them probably don't even know it. But, yeah, that's what I do, But if I do listen to somebody that's out right now, I mean, it'd be like, T.I., a lot of T.I., Jeezy. I still listen to a lot of Gotti, you know what I mean? Wayne, I listen to Wayne or whatever, Corey Guns and all them.
Okay.
Take it back. If I want to just take it back, I just throw the big on and call it a day. But that's really about it, though.
Okay. Now, what about you, Mr. Good Goes Hard? You know, I got to say the whole thing.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. But
okay.
I get so many music submissions every day. Like, no exaggeration. I wish I can screenshot you in my inbox. And I probably get like 100, 150, sometimes 200 songs a day. I really don't have time to listen to anything. I'm downloading songs and listening to see what I can do with it and trying to set up projects for certain people. And I name projects that I had my hands or my influence in, but there's a lot of albums I got coming up that I just want to host on. Or I'm just matching some tracks for. So, I mean, my name is going to be swirling around for a little bit, and I hope I can grab everybody that wants to get involved, and we can all just shine and ride at the same time. But to answer your question, I don't listen to nobody but people who send music to me. That's who I'm for right now. Send me some music, and I'm listening to it, and if it's hot, I'm going to ride around the car, and I'm listening to you.
Word. Man, I can't imagine what your inbox look like. Oh, my God. I don't even want to imagine what it look like, yo. I do not. But we got somebody else on the line now, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. Last 47756. What's your name? Where you calling from? Yo.
Yeah. Yo, you can hear me?
Yeah. What's your name? Where you calling from, partner?
Okay, what's going on? To make sure I was the one on.
Okay. What's up?
Okay. This,
You live now.
What
you are. See your piece.
You live, partner.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Have... Yeah, this your boy called Mosetti.
Okay, okay, how you doing?
I'm all right. How y'all doing? What's up with you, baby? What's up, my nigga,
right.
Mr. Good? How you doing, bro?
Oh, yeah, fam, how you feeling? Yeah, this is Alcohol Mosetti. He also got a track on the No Guts, No Glory album. Go ahead and tell him about
okay.
That. Yeah, I'm up and coming artist from Flint, Michigan, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty rough up here, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. We gonna make it through the weather. You feel me?
Oh man, you mean so when you say it's rough, like is it snowing or something now? What's happening?
No, I'm talking about rough the other way.
Rough, rough. Okay.
It's okay. It's real up here.
Y'all know what that is?
It's real. I'm gonna mess with your first. Y'all
that's
ever heard of Flint, Michigan? Yeah, y'all ain't never heard of Flint, Michigan? Yeah.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know about Flint. I read all the Flint books when I was out there. I read all the Flint books.
But, yeah, I got a track on the up-and-coming album, No Guts, No Glory, called FWM, you know what I'm saying, fucking with me.
Okay. What? Tell me a little bit about what that is going to, you know, sound like. What's that going to be about, that track?
It's just basically, you know what I'm saying, everybody who fuck with me, you know what I'm saying, everybody in my city who got love for me, you know what I'm saying. I was just showing a little back, you know what I'm saying, letting them know I appreciate,
word.
You know what I'm saying, the love and all that, you know what I'm saying.
Word, okay.
Yeah.
Well, real
but it's
quick.
A pretty good track,
go ahead, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said it's a pretty dope track. You got to check me up.
I definitely will be doing that. Tell people where they can find you online on social media if you're out there like that.
Okay, my IG, you can find me at Outcode387. On Facebook, you can find me at Outcode Mosetti. On Reverb, you can find me at Outcode for Flint, Michigan. And Twitter. Civic Hood Outcode. # Civic Hood Outcode.
Word. Well, listen, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and just put you back, on hold, but I appreciate you calling in and showing love to these guys, man, and telling us about your music today. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate them, you know what I'm saying, for giving me the opportunity and letting me call in. I want to thank y'all.
Yeah,
hey, man. No problem. No problem,
bro.
Okay.
Yo, hey, let me just say this about y'all, man. Because I've seen y'all promoting the hell out of this interview, and then I've seen, where you, I think, I can't think of the young lady's name, but I know I've seen her on IG. She was really promoting it heavy. And then, artists, you guys got to where your artists are able to call in, too. So that's dope. The ones that's going to be on the tape is coming out. So that's dope. And you guys show love to other artists. Like, that is,
Oh, you're talking,
awesome.
About Marsha. That's the A&R for Beat Murder Music. Her IG is a Slim Goody Goddess. I think y'all spoke a couple times.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to her, though, because, she was really rough.
Yeah, she got the bad kids running around at home, so she couldn't get the call in.
Yeah.
She's so dope, though. She does a lot of paperwork. She gets in contact with all the artists I can't get in contact with. She's definitely been a blessing in my corner. I appreciate her so much. If you listen to y'all, I appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to try this other caller one more time before we try to wrap up for the evening, but because I've seen him still here, the other one that kind of might have got shy a little bit. So,
okay,
6590. Last four. I'm bringing you on. I just need you to tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this Solo Gang T-Mac checking me in one more time on my other phone.
There you go.
What's
up? What's up? So, tell me, about the track that you got coming out, and then the story behind it, too.
Okay, well, the track we got coming out on the album is going to be a track called Twerk Molly. It's pretty much like a pop/dubstep type record. It came about just in the studio chilling. you know, I heard the beat. I was like, well, you know, do something with it. And next thing you know, just came up with the record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So where can people find y'all on social media?
Social media, Solo Gang, DCF, everything.
All right.
Solo Gang, D as in dog, C as in cat, F as in forget.
Word. Well, yo, I appreciate you, you know, calling in and then just giving us a little bit of background, you know,
already,
about what you got coming out, too. So, you know, definitely stay in touch. I will definitely be following up with everybody that called in as far as, like, getting, you know, connected with them on social media. So appreciate you. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, like I said, y'all dope for, you know, for that, and that's how you just start a movement. That is really how you start a movement. And Mr. Good Goes Hard, you definitely, you know, have done that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, for real. So I'm not going to hold you guys up. I know you guys are pretty busy, but go ahead and for the people who don't know your social media, Mr. Good Goes Hard, go ahead and tell them where they can find you on social media.
Twitter, Mr. Good Goes Hard, of course. My first Facebook got banned, so I had to add an ER to it, so it's Mr. Good Goes Harder on Facebook. I ain't too hard to find. If you Google Mr. Good Goes Hard, you see all 39,000 social media sites like that. I'm everywhere. I'm not hard to find.
Yeah, he's everywhere. That's true.
Yeah, so
all right, Rock,
my
what about you?
Is Google. Just Google Mr. Good Goes Hard.
Just Google. All right. But yo, man, is there anything I didn't ask you guys today that you wanted to share with the people?
Hey, we're a team, man. You might see my face more than Young Rock's face sometimes on social media, but everything I do, every decision is made. We go through each other. We're a squad. This dude is my family. He said he ain't got no family in Carolina. He do got family in Carolina. That's my man right there. I knew this dude for years and years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
So, there won't be no split. There won't be no arguments. Don't have to for nothing like that. That's my dude, man. I rep for Young Rock really hard, man.
Yeah, man. You my dog,
man.
Dude. Yeah, you family though,
now.
We is family now. You like a brother, man, for real.
Oh yeah, and I appreciate you too, Tam. I hope that we can do this again in a couple of weeks. Like I said, the album doesn't drop.
Yeah,
still
just
sense,
hit
so.
Me. Just hit
I'm,
me
I'm still
up,
gonna
man,
keep on,
and,
still gonna keep on moving, still keep on pushing. So.
Word, just hit me up, you know, and I'll definitely try to get connected with you. And then also what I want to do for you guys is hopefully get you connected with this other station that I host on as well to have you come on that network. So I'll be in touch with you about it, and I appreciate y'all, you know, taking time out and just sharing your story today. So, you know, again, this is going to be put up soon on the site. And, man, y'all have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you for everybody that's listening, that called in. Appreciate y'all, too, man. You know, hit me up at PhoenixStar9 so I can follow you on Twitter or Instagram, whatever. I'm just going to Google everybody. Mm-hmm. That's just what's going to happen. But I appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon, man. Oh, no. I'm here now. I'm a fan. I'm a new fan, so. Yeah,
all
but
right,
Sam, thank
good.
You, guys, man.
Out.
Y'all have a wonderful
I'll find
afternoon.
You do
okay. All right, bro.
All right. You already know.